to me, man of the match was Bobby Firmino. And I was truly a little bit nervous with the Coutinho thing going in, just not knowing if that would have affected him in any way, you know, losing his best mate at the club. Obviously, he's an amazing professional, and I didn't think he'd, you know, put in a shit performance. But he was man of the match for me because he was at he was everywhere. He was everywhere on their front line. He was going into every 50-50 ball and, like, winning the majority of them. And any time that they were nervous or just took one half millisecond too long to get there, he was on it and he was bringing it back.
Ian, his contribution's probably the key moment in the game. It's the point where Liverpool make it 2-1. It's not the best through ball in the world. It's not off reminiscence of Fowler against United.
Oh, I said it, I called it a cope. I said straight away, it's like Fowler. And then it's all gone mad on Twitter the same. I was like, yeah, brilliant.
He just puts his body across, embarrasses Stones, and the dink is sumptuous. It's absolutely, he doesn't chip him, he just dinks him. And the dink is the best of the finishes.
It's so beautiful, it's actually too easy. I couldn't react at first because I thought the ref's blown. He's blown for the foul. He's given that as a foul. I thought he must have got... Oh, God, no, it's in the back of the net, isn't it? Oh, great. But I think also you can't discount the fact that he wins the ball for the first goal as well, because it's him that challenges and puts his foot in and gets his body in the way to get the first goal.
Every single time he was there. And he was... I was like, is he ever going to run out of steam? Because I don't think he slowed down once that entire match. Like, I've never seen anyone... barring Salah, with that much energy.
What he does, Paul, is he occupies three. So in that game today, Man City, he occupies a minimum of three. But he occupies the two centre-halves and he occupies Fernandinho. Yeah. And what that does is that frees up the other lads to worry about occupying more people. It's like having an extra man. He occupies that one extra body.
Yeah, we spoke about that on the Friday show, didn't I? And I said, I was almost hoping Gundogan didn't play because I thought he'd have to occupy four and he might just get... outmaneuvered or blocked out or almost just like forced out the game a little bit, but his performance today is stunning.